From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Diane Swonk is one of our regular contributors on this show. You hear her all the time. She helps us make sense of the markets and economic indicators we get regularly. She's currently chief economist at tax and advisory firm Grant Thornton, but she's been assessing and making sense of the economy for years, including during the financial crisis. And on this 10th anniversary of the week that Lehman Brothers collapsed, she was kind enough to share some of her diary entries during that weekend. Hi, Diane.
Good morning.
During this weekend, when Lehman was looking to make these last-ditch efforts to try and find someone, you know, Barclays or Bank of America, somebody to buy them up to help save them, that's when you were talking to a conference of bankruptcy lawyers. You have a fun quote about that.
Sure. From September 13, 2008, I spoke at a breakfast and found myself struggling to describe an economy in quicksand, especially as Lehman's fate was in the balance. I finished up with questions following my presentation, and to my shock, a full bar was open at the back of the room. Given the incentives of the group, I wasn't sure if it was to pop champagne corks or drown in their sorrows. This was a group I was talking to of bankruptcy experts, and they had an odd way of rejoicing in dark news on the economy.
Did people there really take that as good news?
It wasn't as bad a news as you would expect, given the audience that I was speaking to, because they really didn't understand the magnitude of what was happening. Most people didn't understand the magnitude of what was happening. We knew it was bad, and that's because of the panic that ensued and the tentacles that people just didn't realize that spread throughout the financial system globally. It was awful in financial markets. Remember, within weeks of this, we broke the buck on money market accounts and companies that had relied on short-term funding to do payroll. Overnight funding, they'd had it, you know, it worked forever until it didn't. And when it didn't, they had to fire everyone overnight. I mean, the kinds of employment losses we were seeing were just mounting by the day. It was so incredibly destructive so rapidly.
Your role at the time was to watch the financial system, report on it, understand what was going on. But this was something that not a lot of people saw coming. And I wonder if it changed the way that you do your work.
One of the things that I do now, and I always remind clients and our senior management, you know, what do you need to do now that's easy to hedge if the economy were to falter? Because I can tell you some of the ways that it will look when it falters. I can't tell you exactly when. But that's what I do now, is I always ask, what am I wrong about? What could I be wrong about? What am I missing? And what's happening in the shadows faster than we can realize, especially with things like fintech? So, yes, it has changed how I approach things. I'm much more cautious than I used to be. And the bottom line is, cycles are a part of life, and we need to be able to deal with economic cycles. It's also part of human nature. And that's what this is all about, after all.
Diane Swonk, chief economist at the tax and advisory firm Grant Thornton, thank you so much.
Thank you.